brought his girlfriend in here, and now she's pregnant with two kids.
Okay. What?
Oh, hi, Manch.
Hi, Sherryl Juice.
So I get to repeat myself because you weren't recording, which is something new.
Yeah.
The other thing that is new that I pointed out is that I'm on time and you're late.
Yeah.
However, you look very nice and prided out.
Yeah.
How is your pride?
Cheryl, you know, like you alluded to earlier when we weren't recording, I can't sleep. You know, honestly, I wake up at like 5 in the morning, and all I do is worry about health care, and I think to myself, what the fuck's wrong with everyone? How can they do this? You know, and I think about, and I fantasize about Mitch McConnell's head exploding, you know?
Well, it would probably be his, frog, what's it called, the throat exploding.
Turtle. His goiter.
Yeah, it's so mean.
I mean, it's like, I don't fucking get it, but.
So did anyone at your gay pride, love is love, have any signs or
I mean,
did
I,
anyone talk anything about it?
No. I mean, I didn't see much of it, but like nobody cared about anything. I mean, that was the overriding feeling. There was just nothing. It was just like, oh, Groupon. Yay, Groupon.
Prep.
It was like, oh, the police and then Rahm Emanuel. Yay, we closed more schools. And then it's like, blah. It was just. I don't know.
Did anyone get shot? Because if not, that would be very unusual.
No, but there were so many people, and the police had everything blocked off. It was impossible to get anywhere. It was very weird. And, like, they had, like, on Belmont Avenue, which is a very, very busy street, and right near in the busiest part where the L is, like, the whole street itself was cordoned off by fences, you know, those metal crowd fences. And then inside were all these, like, kids from the ghetto, all these black and Latino kids, and they were all like separate, like they were all caged in. It was the weirdest thing. Like, why do they keep all these minority kids in a cage right by the train? You know, it's really fucked up, Cheryl. It's really fucked up. Like, where the fuck? Wait a second. I just realized something. Why didn't Baby Jane Inward send me another? Why are we even?
I already sent her a message about that. She's been priding all weekend. She said maybe
Cheryl,
she'd be able to write something.
I mean, what do you think of all this? I mean, you're in a very precarious situation with, I know you've had some health care issues.
Being ugly, yeah.
Being ugly is a precondition issue. But, I mean, I don't get it, like,
it's horrible,
no hearings.
And scary. And
how come they
ridiculous.
Get to do this? How come nobody's fighting? How come the news isn't making a big deal about it? How come people aren't I couldn't find a single protest when I Googled it. How come nobody fucking cares on Facebook?
Someone said there's a terrible echo, man. You broke everything again.
There's an echo? One person said there's an echo, or is this actually?
Two.
Let me check. I'll end the show so I can check to see what. I'll check the live stream and see. Because of one person, even though. There's many. I don't care about an echo. There's no fucking echo. Let me see. It's not playing. That's the problem.
What?
I got a black screen on my little grum hole.
Black screen and death? Well, it's kind of like healthcare. Someone said no echo.
Well, fuck off, you, whoever
there's
said
no
that.
Echo.
I didn't change any goddamn thing, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Maybe it's you, then. Jesus. I'm not even able to view the grum on my thing.
Thank God.
Goes to black.
Yeah.
Fucking. Oh, there.
Someone said no echo.
Well, fuck off, you. Whoever said that. I didn't
change
any goddamn things. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Well, whoever said that, please boot them because they're full of shit. Thank
what?
You. IRC Cloud. Let me go to my IRC.
Vince says there's a very subtle echo.
I don't give a fuck.
It's not unlistenable. So
I didn't. I just fucking played it on my little monitor, a laptop, and I didn't hear any fucking echo.
We like to be at the level of not unlistenable. However, I hear compared to PNS, our audio is like fine china.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I'm glad I'm better than something.
Yes.
Thank you.
Not much, but something.
Let me see if it's letting me in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Your name is Bloated Lesbian, it says, but I'm not in the chat room. What does it say?
If you lost your hearing, my inch.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. You were with the faggots all weekend, and usually they like to play the loud musics.
There's no echo. I don't want to hear about it. Motherfuckers.
Okay.
Stop with the echo.
Echo, echo, echo.
I don't care. You're not paying enough. You're not paying for no echo.
Donation, donations, donation station. So, Deborah will be late, is that correct?
Yeah, an hour.
Stupid cunt.
No. All right, people are still complaining about the echo. So, you know what? Let's just stop the show so I can address the echo instead of doing a grum, even though I only have 2 hours. Well, actually, less than that.
Right.
That's more important.
Right.
Not on a wheel. It's more fucking important. Jesus Christ. Why don't I put my goddamn headphones in so I can make sure? Fuckers. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Fuckers. I'll use these iPhone headphones here. Oh, but there's a commercial. Don't I want to hear about ad blocker? Oh, I got to keep talking for when it comes on, finally.
Oh.
There's an ad for Reese's.
Ooh, I'm doing some laundry for
hold
you.
Hold on. Oh, I got to talk still.
Madge, by the way, I did say I had to go pee before the grum, and I'm saving it for you. Hello?
Yeah, there's an echo.
Yeah.
Okay, we've established that there's an echo, and we've also established that I'm not going to fix it. Because I don't know fucking
why
how.
Why not?
Because I don't fucking know how. Oh, wait a second, is that it? Is that it? No, that's no sound at all. Because it's going to take an hour for me. I don't fucking know why there's an echo. There wasn't an echo last fucking
isn't
time.
It the same thing every echo, single echo. Drum?
Maybe this is better.
Maybe we should. I know you're an older lesbian, and maybe you just need a cheat sheet that tells you,
times.
Open this drum.
Do I do that every settings, time. Shit changes.
Do this
me.
Thing. If there's an echo, it's this. You need a cheat sheet from boot camp.
Talk, Cheryl.
I'd like some tech support from Vince about that horrible browser Safari.
I can't hear you, Cheryl. I'm just having you talk so that... Yeah, you know what? Get the fuck over. Well, I don't fucking know. And now I'm not going to be able to get
well,
over
I can't
the...
hear you,
I'm not
going to
be able to do a goddamn show now because all I... Oh, you can't hear me? So I got to switch. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You know what? Just fuck off, everyone. Don't tell me if there's an echo. If it's unlistenable,
I hear myself now.
I don't give a good cunt.
Well, I can't deal with hearing myself.
Well, you weren't. It's the same setting it was a minute ago, and now you can hear yourself before you couldn't.
Yeah. You have that loop back on.
What?
Remember you yelled at me about loop back?
I don't use loop back.
You yelled at me for it. Now I don't hear myself.
Well, you were in a different situation.
Okay.
I don't know why. I didn't change anything. I don't know what the fuck your problem is.
Right. It's probably me.
I can tell you the
so
podcast.
I need some tech support.
The three people who are watching the video may experience an echo. However, I can tell you this. You will not hear an echo when you're on the podcast, which is where other people listen to it. So until you start, just give us money and shut the fuck up, audience. Can we talk about healthcare? Oh, I'm sorry. My echo is more important. See, this is the problem,
Cheryl. I need some tech support. Safari crashes constantly. It's such a piece of shit. God, that's it.
Edie says Deborah has serious echo. Deborah's not here.
She said we could probably reproduce her by having some turn signal sounds and once in a while, huh, baby.
Okay, this is an effect. It's on purpose. Are you happy, everyone? It's a fucking effect. You assholes.
All
right. You assholes. You assholes.
Here, I'm going to be losing my insurance. I'll have to get a shitty job so that I can have shitty insurance with expensive benefits, huge out-of-pocket costs, low wages, and abuse in beige.
You know, it's like fucking awful, Cheryl. The world fucking sucks. And they talk about the opioid epidemic. And finally, there was an article in, I think.
And oops, we don't cover that. Oh, right. Mental health care, definitely right. Not covered. There was Rich people do not need, well.
Girdles. Yeah. But there was an article in the Guardian. And finally, somebody said what I've been trying to bitch about, which is that they don't talk about the reason why there's an opioid epidemic. It's not because of the drug companies overprescribing. It's because life fucking sucks in America, so people take fucking drugs because you can't get a reasonable job. You can't have a reasonable career unless you're one of five people. Most people don't get a good career, and jobs suck. So unless you like sucking cock for a living, you're not going to get a good job that you like, because the only jobs that are out there are cock-sucking beige bullshit jobs.
So another problem, man.
You better not be about to tell me a technical difficulty.
Outside of this, with mental health care, unfortunately, even with insurance supposedly paying, the problem is that none of the the professionals that are more advanced, you know, that prescribe medications, etc., none of them take insurance.
Say that again.
None of the psychiatrists and psychologists, they don't take insurance. And most therapists don't take insurance.
Really?
So basically, therapy is turning out to be something for rich people because you have to pay out of pocket.
I thought, what? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. It shows how much therapy I go to.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really great when you say, oh, my insurance covers it, I got this copay, great. You look in the directory, all these people, and you start calling. We aren't taking any patients. We're full. Well, we could see somebody in 5 months. Oh, sorry, we don't take your insurance. The director is on a date. Sorry, we don't take insurance. Director is on a date. Oh, no, we never took that insurance. Nope. Oh, okay, right. So there is someone that takes it, but you have to wait 6 months to see them. Makes sense.
But Cheryl, can't you just use the Grum as your therapy?
I do. And that's why I'm so fucked.
The world is awful. That's why people take opiates, because life is fucking unbearable in America. But we have plenty of toys. It's fucking awful. Somebody help us out there. We need to help. This whole country is a pile of shit. Like, there's only one person that wins, and it's Mr. Orange Panties, who wears goddamn tennis panties or whatever the fuck. And
ooh,
people
that was hot, though. I just wanted to sniff that thing.
But that got more of a Twitter trend than healthcare.
Of course,
Trump's panties. More people care about Trump's panties than the actual healthcare bill. And I say, why? And they say, oh, well, because we can't do anything. There's nothing we can do. The senators aren't going to change their mind. They're all bought and paid for. But that doesn't mean you can't send a fucking fax, you asshole.
Fax. Now, who uses faxes, man?
I use a fax when I use the resist bot. Text resist to 50309.
Can't they send an email?
They can. No, but emails don't fucking work. Emails aren't as good as faxes when it comes to senators. And now resist bot lets you send letters. They actually will print a letter out.
Now, who is behind this resist bot? Because
your mom.
Well, Matt, you know, it's collecting a lot of very important, sensitive information. Okay. Your name, your phone number, who your people are, your signature.
So what?
Wouldn't it be great if somebody broke into that thing and got all this great information?
Well,
Doesn't ask for your social security number, too?
But, Cheryl, you're just encouraging paranoia. Everything has fucking security holes. And when I use my finger to sign something, that's not really look like my signature, but at least it's something.
Well, I think it's, you know, I mean, it's one thing to send a fax and send a letter. Why the fuck do they need your signature?
They don't, but it helps because it makes it look more authentic.
But they know it's not authentic, man. It's just coming from this thing.
No, they don't. It's a printed letter. It's printed. It looks like any other letter that I printed on my computer. It doesn't say resist bot on it. I'm talking about a printed letter that they actually physically mail for you. You don't have to do it. They're not forcing you, Cheryl.
Can
it's
I
not
mail
like,
it myself? It'll only take 3 weeks to get there, and then, man, we're going to all be screwed by the time it's 3 weeks.
Why don't you just shove?
Because the USPS, Clank, is going to take your letter. It's going to go to Elk Grove Village, Illinois, around and around and around.
Why don't you just shove Rachel Maddow's cunt in your mouth and shut the fuck up?
Ooh, I wish. She's got a juicy cunt. Woofed. Woofed, Nick.
Cheryl, tell me your response to this. Bell's Palsy says, I think most folks feel anti-politics. They feel disillusioned, and they aren't coming back into the fold. Then you know what? Go die, because that's what's going to happen. When I'm sorry that you feel that way. Why don't you go sit on the pity pot? But the fact of the matter is, you're in this world, you know. You're in this world, you know, as they say in Grey Gardens. And when you're in this world, you have to act like you're in this world, and you have to fight for things, even if you think it might not work, because it doesn't fucking hurt. That's what.
It does.
And it's really fucking important. It's your fucking health. How can you just give up with something like that? It's too fucking important. Why? You're disillusioned, poor baby. So you're going to do nothing? You're going to do nothing instead of doing something? Granted, doing something may not have the desired effect. But you know what? You have to fucking try. Or else what's the point of even fucking living? What's your what do you say to that, Cheryl?
I say you're a fucking asshole.
Bell's Palsy says, I don't feel that way. The people I encounter do. Okay, well, we're talking to them then, the people that aren't listening. That must be Nate, right? Is that Nate? Who is Bell's Palsy? It sounds like Nate. He always does a Rachel Can thing with it, with his, like, fucking, what do you call that? When you play the opposite, devil's advocate.
I heard the Uganda trip was very successful.
Oh,
no money raised on Facebook. $600 raised indirectly by some organization in Minneapolis. With a very...
But why were all the pictures with white people?
A very attractive man with a very attractive smile.
Bell's Palsy. But why didn't... Why couldn't one at least take one person pretending to, like, kiss a black person? I mean, like, they were all... The only black people were, like... distant background people, and that one guy who photobombed them, him with the Bell's Palsy.
Well, so $600, she went all the way there to not raise any money. I hope she raised some money.
What hurts?
I hope she raised some money for those people.
Do you lose sleep over this like I do, Cheryl? That's what I want to know. Do you lose sleep?
Speaking of health care needed, Rosita, this is what everyone's going to look like.
Cheryl, you didn't answer my question.
Please put up these images on Trump Care.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Do you lose sleep over this health care issue? I want to know.
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, and then I take some medication.
I'm just curious because I really do, and it bothers me.
Maybe you need one of those therapy things.
For $5,000 a day? How the fuck does anyone retire? Like, I mean, you have all these fucking bills and taxes and shit.
People save money.
But how can you save money when everything goes out the fucking window for bills? How?
You have come from rich parents. You make them give you money.
And what if you don't have rich parents?
Then you're fucked.
Thank you. And how is America great again by taking away and so Trump and Pence are always posting about how great their fucking shitty thing is. And I reply to them just out of my own enjoyment. And I always say the same thing because all they do is say, Obamacare is terrible. Obamacare raised prices. And Trump said,
They're making Obamacare terrible.
They're like,
more terrible.
But Trump said, what about that lie? If you could keep your doctor, then fuck your doctor.
Let's say, okay, here's an example.
If you like your life, you can keep your life.
There are not options for, insurers. And next year, there's going to be, no options. Well, why would the insurance companies want to offer their product on this exchange when they're not going to be paid back by the government. They're making up all this shit. Oh, they're going to pass Trump Care. Oh, we don't know. Maybe we're not going to give you the payments that we have to give you for the low-income people. No.
Well, I have a question. Why the fuck are they allowed to? Why are insurance companies allowed to opt out of it? They should be forced to fucking be in the market. Or else what's the fucking point? You can't just have a market with nobody in it. You have to fucking force them and say, okay, if you're not in our market, you don't get to sell insurance in this country. Fuck the fuck off. Why can't we do that? Oh, that's a regulation. That's poison to the economy. America great again.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. But here's an idea.
Fucking up the healthcare marketplace on purpose to reinforce what they're saying.
The Lieberman, somebody's supposed to be the Lieberman, that's a Grey Garden. The Lieberman husband. But Cheryl, here's what I had an idea because I'm trying to be positive. You know what I mean? Oh. So here's an idea. Okay, so like, let's say, why do we need this fucking government? What if like Facebook, I'm using an example because everybody's on Facebook. What if Facebook, and don't laugh, set up an insurance company and said, okay, everybody who wants to can contribute a certain amount every month. And they can have it advertised or subsidized or some bullshit venture capital shit. And then Facebook provides insurance and Facebook pays the bills. Like, in other words, Facebook is the insurance company. Everybody's in it, or it doesn't have to be Facebook, but just anybody. Couldn't some third party, anyone, nonprofit, just fucking someone create an insurance company that the government can control and everybody can contribute to it. And we can just say, fuck this to all these other insurance companies. And then that insurance company could be fair. Why wouldn't that work? You know what I'm saying? Cheryl!
Oh, no. Why don't you do it, man?
Well, I have depression. I can't do things.
Do it from your pain.
I have this horrible job that I fucking hate. Oh, my God.
Yes. Well, the thing is, I think Dells is right.
What about?
We don't need insurance companies that are looking to profit off of people's health problems.
That's very true.
We need health care. Well,
and what I'm proposing is this.
It costs
this,
money.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to make a profit.
Okay, so what if this insurance company I'm proposing is a non-profit? So, like, it's just fucking, it's just a big machine that basically takes all the premiums, averages it out, and then pays the fucking bills. Like, that's what insurance is supposed to be.
In America.
What?
It's not how it works for
why
America. Not,
but why couldn't we do it? And then is it anything illegal about doing that? I don't think so. So then if people don't want to buy into this fucking... I mean, and everybody's all about third, you know, the fucking private market, so everybody would be happy, right?
And I can't even get into the specifics because it's just... I can't with you.
Why?
It's not worth it.
Why? So we're just not going to discuss it?
No, I'm not saying that, Mayan.
What's the issue here?
I don't need to educate you on the intricacies of healthcare, how insurance works, risk pools.
Yeah, I'm talking about a risk pool of everybody who contributes. So I'm saying,
then some asshole who says, I ain't paying nothing for nothing.
Yeah.
Then he'll sign up when his leg falls off because he's been going to Costco and buying high fructose corn syrup and this and that. Have you been to one of these places, Madge? Huge people.
No.
And you wonder, why is healthcare expensive? Because people are obese.
I went to, I go to Mariano's, it's a grocery store, and they have this Jewish lady who, like, gives out samples, but she's very particular, like, she only gives them to people she likes, and I get them from her anyway. She has crooked face. Anyway, what?
Sure,
So yes, people will abuse the system, but then that'll raise the rates. But I'm just saying, I want to know why this wouldn't work. I want to see, I don't see enough reason why we couldn't try it. Because if, I don't
single
know.
Single payer, everyone pays, get part of it.
Single payer is the bomb. That's the ideal thing. But I'm saying, could this be like a single payer, but kind of like a bypass single payer, like bypassing the government since the government can't do anything.
No, because it needs to be regulated. We don't like regulation. We only like giving money in a regulated way to rich people.
Okay, but so it's regulated. Yeah, fuck me. But no, I think we have to figure this out.
People feel good, Matt. It's like people you were talking about that they just want to die.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, have you seen those escape rooms?
My vagina? Like
this bullshit where somebody can go and it's like you're in a game of Saw and you're trying to escape the room with your friends. Woo! It's similar to sort of Tough Mudder self-abuse.
Wait, it's what are we... I don't know what you're talking about. Saw? Americans, the movie?
Americans enjoy abusing themselves.
Okay.
So, similarly... You have this American dream, I'm going to be rich and have so much money, but y'all know ain't never going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you like being abused by rich people, taking advantage of you, giving you low wages, shitty benefits, and making a huge profit. It feels good. Am I right?
Yeah, I suppose.
So that's about it. So I don't think talking about that the entire program will be so uplifting or exciting or give me donations. And speaking of donations needed, when you have this kind of insurance and you gotta pay for shit, you gotta get your teeth cleaned because they're falling out, and you've been paying your goddamn premium, and then all of a sudden, oh, you got a deductible, so I gotta fucking pay? Fuck you.
Can you hear these? Cheryl?
Yeah.
You hear this? They're not good.
They're so good.
No, they're not good. They're terrible. They're terrible. I'm not happy with these duties.
Waterfalls.
They're not good at all. My shit sucked compared to yours. How'd you get such good duties? And mine are horrible. Huh? You hear that?
Yeah,
okay. Oh, these are horrible shits, Cheryl. Horrible. These are the worst. What a letdown. Mike prep was too clean. It was.
Your prep?
Yeah.
Did you take your prep?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's horrible. So displeased about my duty.
It's real.
No, these sucked. Is that a good one?
Oh.
That was pretty good, I guess.
Bubbles, yeah.
That was the morning D.
I like the sound second after glance. You push it out.
You like that?
Yeah. You sound like Simply Sarah.
My old lady boof sounds. Woof sound. Woof. Yeah, that's pretty good.
There's some really good waterfalls in there.
Not really. Horrible. Horrible disappointment. Cheryl, I'm so disappointed in the quality of my own duties.
You should just string together the waterfalls.
No. They're horrible dudes.
See. Put them in a folder, I'll string it together for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. much breathing. I just thought I'd be more like you, Cheryl. Your duties were so much better. Your waterfalls. Mine just sucked. And I have such a big bloaterus, I thought with my big bloaterus, it'd be good like this, like yours. Was this edited?
This well, one? It was I edited silent.
Oh, that's why it's so good. I thought that's how it's supposed to sound.
Notice how much better my audio quality is, though.
Yeah. Well, you had it right in your vagina, right?
Well, I used my phone. I used the voice memo thing. I don't think I had a headphone thing in. I just held it up near the bowl, not actually in it.
This is the other one, 2014 trumpet D.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days. Those were the days.
Still so good. Oh. I have been eating MSG Chinese food in a while. Maybe this week. Simply fat, and he did a really good job of doing some jump cut editing.
Let's see what the audience is saying here. Up in here. Madge looks like she's about to go golfing with a Mexican caddy. She's a diet. The lighting is Madge is giving you nose realness. It's why the GC member's tenant clogged the bathtub with her period. What? Junk food makes periods chunky and produces farts. Is that so? Y'all should talk to Jeffrey and get bathhouse stories. Have to walk my dog, Reagan. Have to walk my dog. Wish I could listen to the Grum as I did, but I still can't get these whores. Won't enable their pod feed on Ustream. Oh, fuck you. Like, we're going to pay for your shit when you don't give us money. Archie Bunker. Oh, everybody's boring me. Cheryl. Cheryl!
I gave you a link for a video if you want to watch it. Simplify you.
Oh, Jesus. Simply Fat or Simply Sarah?
Simply Fat.
Oh, from Matt Peters?
You did a nice job with jump cuts.
All right, then.
Okay, we'll need a countdown.
Well, I'm not ready. Hold on.
I think I need a snack soon.
Me too, but we got to take turns because I don't want us to have dead air.
Okay.
I don't want us to get snatched at the same time.
All right.
You hear me?
Yeah, hey. I had the most delicious cupcakes the other day.
The delicious what?
Cupcakes.
Oh, that reminds me. I think I have a pride carrot cake in the fridge.
Ooh.
I'm not even kidding.
Ooh.
I'm totally not even kidding.
I want to see it.
Do you want to see the pride carrot cake?
Yeah.
I can't. That's extra money.
I hope we're getting some donations.
Okay, hold on. Uh-oh. Crashing. Hold on. Cheryl?
Yeah, using Safari, best browser ever.
I think the Ustream is crashing. I got a beach ball on. Oh, no, there. We're good. Maybe. Hello. Yeah, we're still there. I thought the Safari was crashing, but I think we're okay.
Wait, Madge, your girlfriend made the carrot cake?
No. It's from Mariano's. It's our
sponsor. Oh.
What the fuck do you care?
Well, someone said your girlfriend cooked.
I don't... Well, she does... She does cook, but that's baking. It's baking.
What's she finna cook?
Will you shut up?
What's she finna cook?
None of your damn business.
What's she
finna... Oh, no, hold on.
Not because polar temperatures are on the horizon or snowfall is in our near...
That's not it. I'm so depressed. Cheryl, I'm so angry about this healthcare. I don't even want to grum. I barely want to live. It's so horrible.
Cheryl, why don't you just kill yourself?
Okay. Now you get sued for that shit. For saying that.
Oh.
What? Almost ready. Hold on. Wasn't there somebody that got illegal from...
Got illegal?
From telling somebody to kill themselves and then they did. Remember that?
You'd never guess. You work somewhere where everybody would loll at you for saying that, man.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean I work somewhere that would loll? What?
Old things.
Echo fixed.
That's steel.
I didn't fucking do anything. Echo fixed. Oh, I know what the echo was. Not really. Maybe it was the thing with the thing.
Oh.
Oh, girl. Woof. A woof. Voofed and voofed. Voofed and voofed. No, not that one. Girdle. Girdle.
Get in the
girdle,
thing.
Block quest.
Voofed.
Unvoofed. Voofed. Voofed and voofed. Voofed and voofed. Cheryl, what the fuck are you doing? It's a lot of noise you got going on there. A lot of fucking noise.
Well, I had to get my clothes out of the water.
Clitoris was hoot. It was your clitoris all hoot. So, Cheryl, what did you do on Gay Pride? What did you do? Empty your panties on a bus?
Well.
Okay, ready for countdown, or did you want to answer the question?
I'll tell you the story after.
Cheryl, ready? Okay, so three, you ready?
Yep.
Three, turd, one, grow. Heavy breath. Pork dumplings with quick pickled slaw. Yep. Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today on the show, we're making pork dumplings my way with a cabbage and carrot slaw. On my cutting board, I have some scallion wok and some scallion green. I have some minced ginger and some minced garlic. And in a bowl, I have some carrots, some cabbage. All right, let's get started.
Alright.
In my bowl, I have added a large pinch of salt, and some vinegar.
Vinegar.
Now we're going to shake that up and let it get nice and incorporated.
Okay.
Mixed. Look at that big black hand.
And I've combined my pork.
Not ashen.
Look at this disgusting pork slime.
Hold on, these are some good. These are some good jump cuts. Good jump cuts. Cheryl, I have to rewind those jump cuts. Those was good. I'm going back to 01 with the black hand. 0100. Okay. We're going back to 0100 now.
In a bowl, I've combined my pork, ginger, garlic, scallion, wok, a teaspoon of sesame oil, and a teaspoon of salt and pepper to taste.
That one made me fall out the first time I seen it.
Good.
Incorporate all the ingredients. If you don't have pork,
now who would eat this pink slime?
This is for
more chicken,
for salmonella. Oh.
Lamb, tofu, or feet, whatever you want. All right.
That's a real good jump cutting.
It's time to shape our dough. I'm going to take about a teaspoon of pork, and we're going to put it in the middle of each one, and then we're going to whip the edges and then fold them together.
To cougar. What?
Uh-huh. When I was watching this, these look so delicious, and it made me so hungry. It was about 10 o'clock at night. I had a binge.
Which one of the adjacent edges, and now we're just going to fold it together.
I don't like the pink slime, though. That's nice.
And I pinch them off with a fork.
Pinch them off.
Alright, now my dumplings are done, so now it's time to fry them. In the pan, I have about 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and we're going to cook these for about 1 to 2 minutes per side. Once they're all nice and brown, we're going to put them back in and let them cook with about a quarter cup of water in the pan.
Good jump cutting, Matt Peters.
And I'm going to try to do this without burning the shit out of myself, so... Hopefully I can do that.
I like the music. It's so nice.
You want them to get nice and brown. Just like that.
Nice
incorporated.
Incorporated.
Also, if you don't have olive oil, you can use canola oil, coconut oil.
They do look good.
Palm oil, whatever you want.
She likes to give options.
Our wontons, and now I've added a quarter cup of water. And I'm going to let this steam for about 6 minutes. All right, while my dumplings fry, I'm going to make my dipping sauce. In a bowl, I have some sesame oil, some soy sauce, tablespoon of Splenda, then scatter greens. Now, we're going to get nice incorporated until the Splenda dissolves.
Ooh, she put Splenda in there, man.
Yum. Is it the 4th of July Splenda I saw at the Starbucks?
All right.
Yeah, it's the cancer one.
Yay. Our dumplings are done. Gonna let those cool off for a bit.
See, those look good, don't they?
They do look good.
There you go.
But, you know, this is so much work. You just go to the store, you buy a package, and you make them.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one.
I love her jump cuts.
I love her
jump cuts. It's so like Simply Sarah. I wonder if anyone's commented to Sarah yet to tell her that her editing leaves something to be desired.
No. I hope not.
Well, I would just like to see her face.
Okay, Cheryl, I'm going to go. I have to go get some water now. Do you want me to play a video while I go get my water?
What kind of video?
I don't know. You tell me. I want to find a sassy Trump, but I know you hate her. But there's no new ones anyway.
It was auto playing Mustard Salmon, where he pretends
to be. Oh, wait,
there is
a new one. Oh, no, there's no woman. Excuse wait, me? What now?
Let me look at my favorite.
I will play National Anthem. Okay, just wait for me to get water.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join the United States Air Force Band in singing our National Anthem.
No, man.
Just deal with it. Oh.
Sting in air gave pro through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Yeah. I'll just use some more lock. I heard nothing. No one listening to me.
Yeah.
Please be seated.
Please be seated.
Ladies and gentlemen, General Dunford.
This is a great ground. Really enjoying it. Y'all like hearing.
When you were with the president of China, you're launching these military strikes.
Yeah.
Was that planned? How did that come about that it's happening right then? Because right there you're saying, a reminder, here's who the superpower in the world is.
You have no idea how many people want to know the answer to this. I have watched speculation on 3 days now on what that was like.
When did you?
You'll be surprised. I'll tell you.
Before dessert?
I mean, I will tell you.
Hello.
Only because you've treated me so good for so long, I have to tell you, right?
I'm here. I'm back. Yeah. All right, I'm switching to my video. Tell me if the echo's back, assholes in the audience.
Negativity.
Can you please apologize for saying that?
Saying what?
What you just said.
I said nothing. That was you.
You said N-word followed by duty.
Really?
Really?
You shouldn't say that, man.
You said it.
You shouldn't say it.
You just said it. Do you need me to play it back? I can do that.
Yes.
All right. I actually have been recording on a video on it. I can separately.
I don't believe you.
Oh. Uh-huh. Separately. That's a word, Cheryl.
Separate and equal. Here I am.
Hold on.
Y'all like
it. When you were with the president of China, you're launching these military strikes.
Yeah.
Was that planned? How did that come about that it's happening right then? Because right there you're saying, a reminder, here's who the superpower in the world is.
You have no idea how many people want to know the answer to this. I have watched speculation on 3 days now on what that was like.
When did you?
You'll be surprised. I'll tell you.
Before dessert?
I mean, I will tell you.
Hello.
Only because you've treated me so good for so long, I have to tell you, right?
I'm here. I'm back. Yeah. All right, I'm switching to my video. Tell me if the echo's back, assholes in the audience. Say! Did you please apologize for saying...
That wasn't my voice.
Tell me if the echo's back, assholes.
That was not my voice, Madge. Why are you whispering when you say that, Megan?
Cheryl, will you apologize? I'm going to have to kick you off the show.
Sorry for the things I said about the things. I didn't mean to say it. Oh, Edith missed my whole rant about everything. She'll have to listen on the live gram or non-live gram. Mm-hmm. However, the thing is, man, I didn't say the thing, but I'm sorry if I said the thing.
Please apologize for saying that.
I mean, I won't tell you. Hello, only because you've treated me so good for so long, I have to tell you, right?
I'm here. I'm back. Yeah.
What?
All right, I'm switching to my video. Tell me if the echo's back, assholes in the audience. Can you please apologize?
Okay. Now, man, are you eating the carrot cake? I need to see. Let me see you eat it.
No, I'm not eating. I just got water. I didn't get cake. Are you going to take me out for a lasta dinner? I want a lasta dinner.
What?
Lasta dinner.
What's that?
I want a lasta. Are you going to take me and Miss Tracy out for a lasta dinner?
Lasta dinner?
Lasta dinner, you dumb fucking bitch.
What's that?
Lobster.
Oh, lasta dinner.
Lasta dinner. What the fuck's wrong with you? You don't speak fucking English, you fucking moron?
Must have listened to that so many times.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Wait, now I hear an echo, but that was your fucking fault.
Okay, but listen, man, listen, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, hold on.
I want to put my big cock in your
Is that my duty or your duty? Cheryl.
It smells like onions.
Is that a live duty?
No, it's a pee.
That was a pee?
Yeah, man.
You've got a good prostate vagina.
Man.
What?
Man.
It would take an hour for me to pee that much. I'm a lesbian. An old lesbian. What?
It smelled like an onion. Is that norm?
Your anus or your vagina?
Well, I made eggs this morning. I used an entire onion. So now my piss smells like onion.
Can you explain something to me, Cheryl, about life?
About Amazon buying or food.
For real, I have a question about life. So I've heard when I was watching... So I was watching The Sopranos and Tony Soprano... I know it's repeat, obviously. Tony Soprano's complaining to his therapist that he thinks about death and how life doesn't mean anything. And she said, that means he's depressed. Explain to me, Cheryl, what I don't understand is how can you think about the true, like, suckiness of life? I mean, how is that depression? That's reality. You know what I mean? Like, if you think about the reality of life, that you die at the end and that fucking sucks and you probably don't have health care, that's depression? That's fucking reality. You know what I mean? Like, how is thinking about reality depression? All right, so does that mean in order to cure depression, you just can't fucking think about shit except memes? That's what I don't understand. Do you understand what I'm asking you?
Yeah.
So answer the question. Andy. Seriously, I want an answer. What the fuck is Bell's palsy talking about? What the fuck is he talking about? Automated teller cash stations? We are on a gram here and you're talking about something completely different. What the fuck are you talking about, Nate? Nate, why don't you... No, I'm going to call Nate. Are you online?
Deborah's ready, it looks like.
Oh, then we're not going to call Nate, so never mind.
Thank God. Oh, no.
Saved by the Bell. Nate Bell, just kidding. Deborah. I did want to talk to Nate, but oh well. Too bad. Oh, wait, shit. Cheryl? Gerald?
Yeah.
Gerald Antonio Prolapse? A.K.A. Yeah. Gerda Blomquist, hold on.
You know, man.
What, Gerda? I'm going to call you Gerda because that's your real
name.
Well,
one of the things I enjoy doing with my blown.
Putting things in your vagina?
I have a blown.
I know you
do. I like to go to restaurants and other places and use that Samsung Pay TM. They think, oh, that ain't going to work. We don't take Apple Pay. I went to this place last week. It was a bakery.
Yeah.
It was a bakery. And there was a big black woman working behind the counter.
Miss Tracy, guess what?
She said, $12. And I said, okay. And she said, you credit or cash? And I said, oh, no, I'm going to use my phone. She said, oh, no, we don't take Apple Pay.
We don't take it, baby.
And I said, excuse me, baby. And so then I held my phone up to the register, and she got pissed. She said, what are you doing? We don't take Apple Pay. That don't work. And I said, but it's Samsung Pay. It'll work. And no, we don't take it. It don't work. It don't work. It don't work. And then I heard bloop, bloop, and it fucking worked.
Okay, hold on. I got to answer a question for Edith since she's a paying audience member. Edith asked, why did they ban the Jewish star and the Chicago Pride Parade? I don't know. I think that was some social media bullshit because there was a lot of Jewish pride-related floats, and they had Jewish star pride, so I think that was bullshit. There were 6 floats for Jews. I mean, seriously, it was like a lot of Jewish shit. Anti-Defamation League and Israel and this and that, tons of Jewish shit. So I don't know what the controversy is, but I have a feeling it was just more social media shit. Fake news! Yeah. Sorry, go ahead with your Samsung. It was a wonderful story.
So the woman was pissed when it worked because she said it would not work under any circumstances. And she's like, oh, that don't work. Okay.
Edith says it was the dyke parade. Yeah. I didn't know there was a separate dyke parade. There were plenty of lesbians in the regular pride parade. Bottom line is, I don't fucking care. All right. So anyway, no, I do care, but I don't care. My vagina hurts. My vagina stink. Now. Before we get to Deborah and her story of why she's late. Wait a second. Did somebody just disappear? Deborah? Deborah? Cheryl?
Yeah?
Is Deborah still... Did Deborah fucking hang up?
Well, we hardly even talked to her. Maybe
we didn't even fucking talk to her.
She's on the phone.
She's gone.
I didn't even
know
she was there.
She was there for 5 seconds. Made a sound. Cheryl, I want to talk about... Okay, Deborah, are you there now?
Yeah.
Fucking okay, I want to talk to both of you real quick before we go on about why you were late and punish you. About Apple Pay. Here's what I want to know is what kind of fucking moron decided that these chip cards would be a good idea when they take a fucking hour to work? Apple Pay works like boom, boom, boom.
Exactly.
Apple Pay is so fast, but nobody
Apple
fucking
Pay
accepts
sucks.
It. No, it works great, except
Man.
Nobody fucking
no,
shut
works,
up, I'm talking.
Where?
It works
you
great.
What,
shut up, I'm
Pay
fucking
works
talking.
At every
I know,
single
I've,
place you try.
I know, but it's a fucking... I know that. Can we fucking skip...
But it's still not secure like Apple Pay
okay.
is, honey, with the Bitcoin.
Just shut your mouth. Okay, fine. Okay, Samsung Pay or Apple Pay, whatever. My point is that either one is a hell of a lot better than this fucking chip shit that takes an hour, and you go to Starbucks and somebody's buying a coffee, and you see the chip card, and you're like, oh, fuck, I gotta wait an hour for the goddamn
yeah.
machine. Who fucking implements technology that's...
Well,
20, they used,
really
shut up, I'm talking. They use those chip cards they used those chip cards when I lived in Amsterdam in 1997. That's how old
exactly.
the technology is.
Oh,
why the fuck are we now adopting technology that's fucking it sucks. It's too fucking slow. This is more important than healthcare. Jeb, are you sleeping at night because of healthcare or not?
No, I cannot sleep because I'm scared I'm gonna have to take my left breast away and I'm not gonna be able to pay for it.
This is
maybe you should write the letter to Danny.
This is such crap because I feel like the terrorism is already done, because the terrorism that the Republicans inflict on me is making me worry about healthcare, right, regardless of what's going on. Because they're always like, I just hate Mitch McConnell so much. I wish his head would just explode. Like, I don't want to wish anything bad. But, like, I just hate him. Like, I don't even hate Trump enough to wish him dead. I really don't. But also because I know that if he were dead, Pence would be even worse. So I don't care. I don't, like, have a death wish on him. Even Paul Ryan. But Mitch McConnell, this piece of shit, him, I hate him so much because, like, he's monstrous. He's just pushing through this horrible thing.
He's like one of those companies that just refuses to enable Apple Pay on their NFC terminal.
Yeah, it's just like that.
That's him. Just to do it, to do it.
You know what, Deborah? Maybe he's worse than that. I think maybe it's more important health care than Apple Pay. What do you think?
Why can't they enable that shit at gas stations?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah, good question. No. There's no gas stations that accept it.
Chevron.
And besides,
Chevron,
I don't drive.
Does. Only certain stations.
Thank you for that disclaimer.
But back to Paul Ryan, back to Fuckface McJared. You know, I was listening to Al Franken's book. I don't know. I think everybody should go out there and listen to it.
Oh,
it's really good.
Are you stimulating your cerebral cortex again by listening to books? Go ahead.
Yes, I can do multiple things. But the point is he talks about these people like behind closed doors, like how Mitch McConnell, like he'll be like, oh, yeah, but at least I'm not evil. And Mitch McConnell's like, well, ain't it always fun to be the evil one, like in the movies? The villain always gets all the, you know, the good roles. And I'm God, these people are insane.
Mitch McConnell said that and Al Franken was quoting him?
Well, he said, yeah, he did quote him, but he said it in another term, but it was something like that. Like,
you're very
the
helpful.
Always has the best role or something like that.
Yeah, okay, that's
right. It was fucking 18 hours, honey.
It would be nice.
There's a lot of crazy shit in there.
I'm reading the Handmaid's Tale.
I was going to get that with my credit.
Cheryl, you fucking... I mean, Deborah, you dumbass.
You're
going
to get that with your credit card.
Do you know,
you're not buying anything.
Yes, hold
Deborah.
On. Shut up, bitches. Yesterday was the last day to get that for free on Prime Books, you dumbass cunt. The last fucking day you could have had it for free, you stupid fucking cunt.
I could have listened to it.
You can't read, you dumb bitch?
I can't read. That's the whole point of me not able to help Cheryl with the Game of Crumbs.
If you belong to that Kindle, the Kindle Reader, it actually was free on the Kindle Reader thing. That dollar where you pay $10 a month for all those books? Yeah, it was.
I love that.
They have audiobooks too, you know, Deborah? The Kindle where
I'm on the Audible.
No, they don't. For free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do, Cheryl. If you're on, but you pay, you know what I'm talking about, not Prime Books, but you pay $10 a month.
It's Prime Unlimited or whatever.
Yeah, Kindle Unlimited. They do have books that also have audio components. You have to search for them. And then when you download them on the Kindle app, and it'll also download the audio on the Audible app or on the Kindle app. Yes.
I only get my one free book a month.
I have bad news. So Max Kaiser's going to be on fucking Alex Jones again. He's flying to fucking Austin to be on that fucking garbage. I'm so pissed.
What's wrong with him?
Well, he's a sellout, I guess, because when you go on Alex Jones, you get millions of viewers. So I guess he likes that.
It's not worth it. The destruction of the planet's not worth it.
I think this destruction's pretty much done. I think we're already dead.
Yeah. We're just floating in a pool of semen.
Deborah, do you seriously lose sleep because of this health thing?
All of it.
She lost sleep after Bill Cosby did that seminar.
Oh, God. It made me take that fudge pop. But anyway, since the motherfucker won, you know, when I woke up that morning and he was clapping, I've had nothing but... I don't know, like sleep anxiety, I guess you'd say. I can't close my eyes.
I have a question for the audience, because I know you two will be useless, but somebody was talking to me today about this CBD. Have you heard of that? It's like cannabis oil, but it's the part supposedly that doesn't make you high. And you can get it legally, at least in Chicago. But somebody told me it's really good for anxiety. And I want to know, is this true or is this just bullshit?
And what's the fucking counting, that's a drug for you, man.
I'm not asking that question, Cheryl. I'm asking if it's good for anxiety, and because it doesn't get you high. So I'm asking the fucking question. I'm not asking you, did you hear the first part of my statement was, you dumb bitches don't know nothing?
Well, I was going to say, wouldn't that defeat the purpose? Because these studies that have where weed is good for anxiety, isn't that for the full effect? I mean, ain't that one of the points
is the
when you're
fucked
back, so you know, you're just blowing bubbles and laughing?
The kind you do.
And people...
Well, I've done them all.
I know there's different kinds of medical marijuana. Right. I'm not talking about that because, like, for myself, I know from my experiences with that many years ago that that shit just makes me more anxious.
It's not made from... It's made from hemp.
What?
The CBD oil.
Yeah, but hemp is the same plant that produces cannabis. Or marijuana. I don't know the terms, but hemp... Isn't hemp a rope? It's all the same fucking plant.
No, I don't think so. Hemp's not. Hemp is actually, it looks like bamboo, the way it grows. I think it's like a sister of cannabis.
Yeah.
And it's a fiber. It's really good because it grows like nothing, and you can bulk grow it, and you have so much compared to, let's say, if you do cotton and you're making a hemp shirt, like you can get so much more yield.
Yeah.
Whole Foods
and Deborah knows she's from the South.
For $25.
All they got is farms.
Farms and hemp and corn.
Nobody in the audience knows anything except for Nate Bell, who knows everything, who says, I don't think it helps with anxiety. Well, I don't want that answer. I want to know for sure. Somebody must have Google. I don't know. I'm just curious. Never
the
mind.
The plantations. Yeah. Plantations part two.
From a plantation camp.
Girls.
Plantation crackers. You ever been raped at a plantation?
Many times. Scott says, yes, Madge, I used to take it before I was forced to stop, and it seriously helped me. It took the edible form through a tincture, and you don't get high from it, but it fights inflammation, helps mellow out your personality. So it does help anxiety. Thank you, Scott Sutton.
Why can't you take it?
I don't know.
Does it loosen, like, your throat muscles and anus? I mean, you know, I could supplement it as popper.
Scott says hemp is... Is this a fucking McDonald's dishwasher? Stop that. Stop Jesus doing the dishes. Christ. Stop doing the fucking dishes.
Okay, you want the
dishes.
Blinker, Cheryl? Wait a minute. Who washes dishes? You don't have a fucking dishwasher?
I was getting a bowl out of the cupboard.
Why do they make that much noise?
Why don't you all suck, cunts? Can you talk about something, Deborah? First of all, why are you late? And what about...
First of all, the school is throwing in overtime, and it's making me go crazy.
Why?
I want to remodeling the school for girls. Girdle upgrade. Okay. Girdle 2.0.
Girdle inward whore. Yeah.
Cheryl
said the N-word, and she won't apologize, by the way. You missed that, but I'll play it for you.
What? Oh, Lord.
I'm going to play it for you, because I think we need a referee. Oh, this is nasty. Deborah, I need you to listen and shut up while I play it, though. How many of the echoes back, assholes in the audience? Did you hear that?
I tried not to.
What did she say?
She said, picking her booty.
No.
I don't know why.
I'm trying to incriminate her.
Picking your name.
Are you right?
I'm here. I'm back. Yeah. Well, you heard it. I'm not going to do it again. Deborah, so tell me something about what you think about Wanda Wisdom's trip to Black Africa.
I think it's a wonderful thing that she's teaching drag to the South Africans, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Somebody told me that she's actually going there for a coke run. I don't know if it's true or not. Hopefully it's not.
Right.
But if it's anything like that last run, let's just say let's hope they start trying.
But what did you think about her pictures?
How about that one guy?
With the Bell's palsy?
I found a video of him.
Match, if you go to that post, I found a video of that really beautiful guy.
Send it to me.
The one where she's standing next to the guy and it looks like it's a negative photo because it's so...
Send me the link. Send me the link. Send me the link.
No, someone find it. I can't.
The one where she almost talked to a black person. The one where she almost...
Oh,
my God, I can't do this show anymore. You know what I hate about this show? I cannot control your audio individually, and I wish I could shut the fuck you up sometimes. I can't talk over you, bitches. I can't.
Well, you can if you made 2 Skype accounts and had a bigger mixer.
So we each call. We have one Mother Earth, right? We have one Mother Earth. You get it, right? One Mother Earth, take care of it.
I'm sorry, did respect I
it. Take respect it the
I'm
way
sorry.
That it fucking deserves.
I'm sorry.
Have a good fucking night. I'm gonna send it to your fucking manager. Your fucking
I'll get him. And
yeah,
don't
worry.
Kick you out
get
too.
Your manager. Let's go.
Hey, Justin, come here.
Justin, let's go. Let's fucking go.
What's
Justin,
wrong with,
let's go.
What's wrong with Mother Earth?
I don't care about your kids. Let's go. I'm sorry to bother you, Justin. Your employees don't care about the environment.
I didn't throw this out.
Don't worry, I'm recording. I'm recording this whole fucking time. I'm recording Facebook Live. Facebook Live, bitch!
Oh no.
Facebook Live! Facebook Live, bitch!
Sorry,
Girdle Blomquist, bitch.
You don't care about the environment, bitch! You don't care about the environment, we have one Earth! We have one fucking planet! We don't give a shit about it! We have one fucking Earth! Respect it, bitch! It houses you. It homes you.
Yeah.
It fucking makes sure you're good. You don't give a shit.
Excuse me. Makes you how?
No, no worries. Have a good fucking night, bitch.
No worries.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bitch.
I think I'm going to reinforce that statement.
Oh, I didn't realize the crunching sound was part of the video.
What?
How much you weigh this week, honey?
Hold on, we have incoming. Hold on, incoming.
I'm going in the other room now.
Incoming.
I've got my food. Shh.
Hello? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Care laundry.
See.
You're going to buy me a lobster fly, honey?
Lobster?
Ooh, lobster fly. Shh.
Hello?
Carry laundry, I'm going to speak my after, please.
Ooh, honey. Girl, I've been trying to get a hold of you, honey. How you doing, honey?
Ye radio station, yeast.
Oh, how you not having... What you cleaning with, honey? Bleach?
No, I'm cleaning the machines and stuff right now. I got the mop floor.
Fabuloso, honey. Boiling, yeah, honey.
Okay, call me back, okay?
Well, poor lost to dinner. I don't know her name. She said something speaking, but I didn't hear what
How
name.
Did she know?
What?
I think we get lagged, so I talk over you sometimes. I said, why'd she say Yeast Radio? How did she know?
Did she say Yeast Radio? I thought she said Yeast Radio.
Yes.
No, she said she radio said show.
I think she
said
Yeast Radio.
Radio.
She didn't say yeast.
She did, too.
Yes, she did.
She did.
Play
what
it
else
back.
Rhymes with that?
I'm not eating cheeses, I will have you know. I'm eating goat cheese and crackles.
I didn't ask if you're eating cheeses. Did you hear me ask you that? I don't give a fuck. All right, let's check.
What you cleaning with, honey? Blake?
Yee-ah.
It was before
wait, she said yee-ah. Yeah.
Yee-ah, radio station.
Yee-ah.
Woo, honey. Girl, I've been trying to get a hold of you, honey. How you doing, honey?
Yee-ah, radio station yeast.
Yeah, she said, is this the yeast-ah radio station yeast or something?
Yeah.
Ooh, honey.
Yeah, hold on.
How you doing, honey?
Yee-ah, radio station yeast.
Is this the yeast-ah radio station yeast? Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Mrs. Carrie, excuse me.
It.
Wait, let's talk to her. Okay, Carrie Laundry attendant, if you're listening to us, can you please clarify that you said yeast already? What did you say? Also, we need your name, and we'd like a photograph of Miss Tracy fingering herself, mostly.
Yeah.
While eating a lobster dinner.
Lobster dinner.
Fish play, $2.99.
So, Deborah, what'd you do for Brian?
Warm Apple Watch band.
Can you please leave? Why would I? He just punched me in the face.
You punched me, you bitch!
You punched me in the face first! What do you want me to do?
First.
You're lucky I didn't punch you, I pushed you on the ground!
That does nothing for me. It's abuse.
You hit me in the face!
Nothing for me to talk about actual abuse. Sorry. Next video.
Well, I was...
Yeah.
Listen, honey, it was sent to me by listeners, okay?
Doesn't matter.
I didn't vet none of this shit. I'm driving down the road at 85 miles per hour in my pink Cadillac.
Why are you speeding?
Can you stop sending me videos from that shitty website? Jesus Christ. That's so over-advertised, it says daily video subscribe. I want a video that doesn't say subscribe all over it and like and share. I don't like that kind of shit. Send me something better. Send me something that hasn't been overproduced. You do realize there's some huge fucking company, some fucking dot-com douchebags are making millions off of this shit for videos they didn't even fucking make? Not that I do that. But I don't. So can you send me something without a fucking logo all over the fucking place? Please!
How about you don't talk to me like that or I will put this on live! We will go live!
Tags, I don't have time to search. I don't have time to search tags, Scott's and I want links in the Skype chat from these bitches. That's what I fucking want. What?
Is crunk.
What does crunk mean?
That means she's drunk. I have a question.
Yeah.
In Chi-Town Foodies, there's this thing called pass or smash. What does smash mean? Does that mean you eat it?
Yeah, you eat it.
Why would it mean smash to eat it? It sounds like you're going to smash it and throw it away.
Your dick. There's a nut in it.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
It's
going to drip all over you.
I don't understand. I don't understand Chi-Town Foodie at all. Like, why does everybody have that weird font and cook on paper plates and have too many emojis? I don't understand.
No, not paper.
I don't understand any of it.
Styrofoam.
Deborah, tell us something.
Poverty, honey.
What?
Poverty.
What's there not to understand?
You're eating out of a fucking styrofoam pan.
Speaking of poverty.
In fucking aluminum pots.
Speaking of poverty, I heard you got an iPad Pro.
Shut your mouth. The listeners won't donate if they know that.
Murder cream.
Yes, I got a $50 Amazon tablet.
No match. Deborah's going to be returning it.
I installed iOS 11 on it, and it's basically a MacBook now. It's got the dock, everything.
Yeah, except you're not allowed to install any software that Apple doesn't approve. That's great.
Well, then, obviously. But I don't see the point of a MacBook. Well, I mean, if you're doing a podcast, but if you're just, like a little girl in school, get an iPad, honey. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Get an iPad, maybe a...
Why?
Maybe a 12-pack of Tab colon. Let's see something.
Why is nobody sending
you
video?
You don't need all that shit. Why?
Vince wants to know what size you got. 30-inch.
The 13-inch.
30-inch.
See, Deborah.
I've seen cocks bigger than the iPad.
These large things.
Bigger the better. I wanted the black one, but only had one.
All these hate comments, all this shit media press writing about me constantly from being on a fucking TV show, My 600-Pound Life, and other shows you think I care. I'm a human being! And no one sees that. Everybody sees what's just on that stupid fucking show. He dropped me as a doctor. I can't even get refills on my important medicines right now.
Important.
And no one cares. Everybody cares about his ratings. That's all people care about is ratings and money. And that's all they care about. That's all they care about. That's all that show's about, Megalomedia and TLC. And I don't give a fuck about money. Money doesn't make my world go round. Love does. Love does, and I miss my family. You think I want to be in Texas? Because I don't. I've been pushing and pushing and pushing and working hard every fucking day, and what do I get? Shit made about me in the press. I get it worse than anyone else on that fucking show. I'm a human being, for God's sakes. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
Well, I'm not saying he took the Elephant Man comparison one step further. But, you know, there is that quote. Hold on. I got to find it. Just one second. Elephant Man. Elephant Man, I'm not an animal. Okay, let's just search. Here it is.
I am not an animal. I am a human being.
Girdle.
I'm gonna eat some more.
I think
so bloated.
Somebody stole somebody's material.
I'm not a trans woman. I'm not a pig.
So I took Trotsky.
I'm a whale.
I took Trotsky to Pride, and I've been introducing him as trans poodle. Trotsky is trans poodle. Trans. What? If stop with the goddamn plastic, and you'll hear. trans poodle. He's trans poodle. He just came out. Okay.
I didn't want to say.
I bet some people thought that was offensive.
What is?
It's offensive, man.
Yeah, that is kind of cancel Yeast Radio. Hold the funding.
What's canceled, Miss Tracy?
Yeast Radio. You're transphobic. We're going to pull the ad. Find them first, then we're going to pull them.
Uh-huh.
No babies. She said no babies.
So what else do you want to talk about? Do you have any suggestions for how to avoid Mitch McConnell?
What's Deborah's been doing?
Does anybody know why there's no protests against this horrible Senate health care plan that's going to ruin 300 million lives? Can somebody explain to me why there's no protests? Or if there are protests, where the fuck can I find them? And we haven't gotten a single donation during this grum.
By the way. Are you fucking kidding me?
Not one. Yeah.
Are you serious? All this lovely eating out of the bag material, we've got nothing?
All this eating and no donations. In fact, since the last disbursement, a week ago, we've gotten $16, not even enough to disperse.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so we're going to end. No, we're not going to end. We're not going to end now, but we're going to end on time. But we're going to end on time anyway. So.
For the car accident.
And we even talked to Miss Tracy, guess what? See, the thing is, if we only do, if we do a show one day a month, we get as much money as we do 4 days a month. What's the point?
True.
They're relying on the fact that we need this to cope.
Sanity.
To cope, Cheryl.
Motivation.
And with me eating this much soon, I'm going to be obese.
You mean you are super obese?
Totally obese.
Now, you talk about me eating out of, cooking in the plastic, but yet you're eating out of the plastic. You don't even pour it in a bowl. But you get a bowl, so what would the other bowl for?
Hold on, I missed reading a donation last week that's interesting, and I'd like to read it. It's from somebody named J.C. Moore. The date, June 9th, it says, "The sound of Madge's voice makes my mussy as wet as a Little Debbie snack cake. However, now that she is gay Marys, I am willing to apply penile pressure onto Cheryl's sandpaper meat cavern until spiritual climax is achieved. Deborah will always be my first love, though, as her time-worn body is a wonderland. Now add me to GC," which I did.
Well,
wait, did I? I don't know if I did. If I didn't, JC, let me know. You have to friend me on Facebook for it to work. Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian.
John Mayer wrote a song about me in 2005. her body is a wonderland, and that was actually wrote about me.
Oh, we got $50 from Edith. Thank you, Edith.
Oh, how much?
50.
100. Oh, my
50.
God.
50.
I'll add, Madge, I'm adding JC to the GC.
He wasn't already on there?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, JC. JC
from the
Jesus Christ. From the Bible.
Yeah, Jesus. Oh! Oh, my God. He
the big
come.
One. Is he hot?
And the way it looks, I think it's going to be.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty good. Yeah, he is. Yes.
How big is it? Do I need 2 hands and 2 feet?
Oh. What did you say about Jews?
I'm posting a welcome to him in the GC. All right.
What's this? Dance Lessons with Rachel Cam. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
wait
wonderful.
A second. Rachel has a cover. Has an animated Facebook profile. How do you fucking do that? I've never seen that.
You have to do it on the phone, and you can do it.
I've never seen that work. I always
have
wondered.
A click on your photo on your phone, and it'll let you upload a video or a GIF or anything.
I thought it's GIF. What is this?
GIF.
New poetry coming from Bradley Cooper. Oh, she was with Bradley Cooper.
Trainer.
She fucks him.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Rachel Can fucks Bradley Cooper.
The actor.
If I call her and ask, will you behave? No.
I've never been mean to Rachel.
Cheryl has.
Oh,
well,
no.
Madge, I mean, sometimes it's necessary.
I'm going to call her. No, don't be mean.
No.
Please.
No, we can't.
Well,
we're never going to get donations that way.
I just give me a quick call.
As long as she's not making art.
How are we going to get some from Vince? He hates her.
Vince does not hate her.
Watching art videos of people putting foots in ass should be good.
Hello? Why doesn't Skype ring anymore? Jesus. Hello?
Ring.
Hello?
Please leave me a message. Thanks. Say bye.
At the tone,
shut up.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Rachel Ken, this is Madge Weinstein. I'm calling from my podcast live, so don't say anything on your machine. Bad. I understand you're working with Bradley Cooper. I looked at your Facebook post. You're making a poetry video with Bradley Cooper. I'd like to know how that's going and if you're fucking him. We'd like to know. Have a nice day.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
Oops,
thank you. Your message
Rachel.
Has been sent. Goodbye.
So how do you know if this is true and she goes viral with this Bradley Cooper video? She don't just drop you. Madge who?
What?
Deborah what? Cheryl huh?
What?
Yeah.
She's crazy.
I don't know what you're talking about, bitches.
Many N-bombs that Cheryl's dropped. I'm surprised she's still on the air.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Are you done driving?
Even over the crunching of the little salty cheesy crackers, you heard what I said, bitch.
Ooh, I need a song. Somebody suggest a song.
Oh, I've got a good one. A really good one.
How about Why Don't You Kill Yourself? Why don't you kill yourself?
The at the theater door, his name, as I ought to have told you before, is really Asparagus, but that's such a fuss to pronounce that we usually call him just Gus. His coat's very shabby, he's thin as a rake, and he suffers from palsy that makes his palsy.
What?
Hold on. Yet he was in his youth quite the smartest of cats.
to mice or to rats.
Oh,
he isn't the cat that he was in his prime. Though his name was quite famous, he says in his time.
Oh.
And whenever he joins his friends at the club, which takes place at the back of the neighboring
Eastwood School for Girls,
he loves to regale them if someone else pays with anecdotes drawn from
chickens under the bed.
His days, for he once was a star of the highest degree. He has acted with Irving, he's acted with Tree, and he likes to relate his success on the halls, where the gallery once gave him seven
chickens under the bed.
But his greatest creation, as he loves to tell, was
chickens under the bed.
Our fiddle, the field.
Oh my God,
I'm dying.
I'm so full, man.
Wait, Deborah gave me a song, Turd Play, too. I'm sure it's a good one.
Man, have you ever thought about doing a DJ thing? That'd be kind of different.
Yeah.
Do the DJ where? In my house? Yes.
Like, no gay bars and drag. Yeah, you do DJs and you add the song.
How do I get that job? No, Deborah, no. I can't. The thing about Portuguese music, Brazilian, is that I always, when I see Portuguese, I mean Brazilian people, they're always on cell phones talking really loud and it bothers me. So whenever I hear a song, whenever I hear a Portuguese or a Brazilian song, I always think that they're on the phone. You know what I mean? Like talking about stuff. But that was a nice song. I would like a song, but not that one, maybe.
It's better. Bing, bong, bing, bing, a bong.
Does anybody know La Lupe? I played her last week a little, but I want a better song.
Oh, I don't think we can play that. She was deported, honey.
Oh, my God. Don't even talk to me about that subject. I'll be able to talk about that subject soon when somebody very important has been out of attention.
Yeah.
But let me just tell you something that the person... The situation I'm involved with is still there, and it's been 3 weeks. It's fucking
normal.
Awful. I'll be able to talk about it soon. There's some shit going down that I got to talk about, but I can't.
Is it normal?
No, it's bad shit. This country's horrible.
It's horrible.
This country blows
it's
chunks.
Depressing.
But it's going to be... What the fuck is great about America? Just please explain this to me, somebody.
Wait till they do the Trump musical in 20 or 30 years. It's great again. Trump's gonna make it great.
Reagan.
Gonna make it great.
It's the hard knock life for us.
It's the hard knock life
for us. For us. We get tricks. Static and sick.
Yeah.
I will play Slayer. That's a good suggestion. Thank you, Scott. Dump, dump. I need a song, Scott. Tell me a song from Slayer. I love heavy metal. Yes, Slayer. Deborah likes Slayer.
Clean your room. Stop.
Girl. You're not getting any money if you complain. Shut up. Yes, I do.
It's easier than putting up a
fight. God hates us all. That sounds good. This is from God.
It's gonna make America great.
Yeah.
friend from Cincinnati wants to get him with a knife. He goes, get the fuck out of my house.
I don't know why the guy is stalking me. I don't know why the guy is stalking me. I don't know why the guy is stalking me.
That was wonderful for me. Thank you, Scott Sutton, for that request, ladies.
Somebody should edit it. Oh, baby, baby.
So good.
How was I supposed to know? You know Britney Spears' song? That'd be kind of good. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Cheryl, what are you talking about? Why did I eat this food?
I ate all this food.
What food did you eat?
I had crackers and, what's it called? Goat cheese.
Oh, Giga Ticket sending those goddamn chatterbait things again. Sorry. What? Chocolate.
Chocolate and cheese.
Now, goat cheese, is that feta cheese, honey?
No.
What's the difference?
It's a fucking different cheese. I don't fucking know. Feta cheese is like cheese that isn't finished all the way.
It's not like salty. It's like a spreadable, delicious cheese.
My doctor said that feta cheese is the only cheese that's healthy to eat.
I like feta.
Yeah.
Well, you'd like goat cheese.
You'd love goat cheese. You'd love goat cheese.
Ooh, the Trader Joe's has this blueberry goat cheese. Oh, Lord.
Do it.
I'm on the keto diet, so I can't have anything with, you know, a lot of carbs.
Have you tried moving your legs and your arms?
You're on a pedo diet? Like pedophilia?
Keto. Yeah, I ate pedophiles.
It's where you make yourself go into kidney failure.
Kidney failure?
No, you swap over to burn fat and you release ketones in your blood, honey. But I've lost 8 pounds already.
Okay, please, somebody stop Giga Ticket from doing his pedo chatterbaiting on the Grum Cycle. I don't like that sort of play.
This is kind of good.
Well, nobody has anything to talk about, and we have no nice Grumps show like
There was this video match of Thursday Lane with the murder cream and some other nasty things.
Okay. Send it to me.
Cook a goose to the ground.
He took it down. I patched up your broken
wings. Where is it?
Hung around a while. Took it down.
Kept your spirits up and your fever down.
Yeah,
I knew someday that you would fly away. 'Cause love's the greatest healer to be found.
Oh, this is amazing music when you have no carbs.
If you need to, but I will still remember Angel flying too close to the ground.
Don't mind me, I'm just hooking up a pipe to my exhaust.
Ain't no dick like the
one I got. Big rip the twat in the basement of weed spots. Even vacant lots. Bitches know the speed on the P-U-S-S-Y. You suggest I take it out the anal. Fucking think it's fatal. Dangerous.
That's how you like it, huh? That's how you like it.
That's how you like it, huh? 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 That's how you like it, huh?
Better have my back. I can't find that's how you like it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Does anybody have this that Halo I could clip? I can't find it. Right. Oh, here, I think I found it.
Is that how you like it?
That's not how you like it, huh?
That's how you like it, huh? That's how you like it, huh?
Is that how you like it? Help me kill myself, please.
Do we still have that number yet?
What number? That no, another number that never answers like the rest of your shit.
No, hold on, hold on. Let me find it.
Hold on, hold on. Did you just say hold on? Let me find it.
Okay, hold on.
It's 15 minutes to 11. She should be done cleaning now. She has time for a quick discussion, okay?
That's true.
So shut up about it. Be nice.
Let me try.
Yeah, me try.
You ever thought about killing somebody in a washroom?
Ask what her name is. And how'd she know it's Yeast Radio? Ask if she heard the groan. Hello? Miss Tracy. Ask if she likes Beyonce, too.
How are you?
Hello, Miss Trace. She's not answering. That's gone. She didn't pick up.
It sounds like racist music.
It's not. It's Billie Holiday.
It sounds racist.
What little moonlight can do?
Please enter through your remote access code.
Wait a while till little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bored. You can't resist him at all, you say. When you have kissed him, it's ooh. What a little moonlight can do.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
That's true.
Thank you for calling A Place for Mom, the largest referral service. For senior living pricing, availability, schedule a tour, press 1. For current residents, families, and caregivers, press 2. For employment information, press 3. For all other inquiries, press 4.
It's not working.
Thank you for calling A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. For senior living prices,
hey, I don't need
availability,
that.
Or to schedule a tour, press 1. Current residents, families, and caregivers,
me.
Press 2. For employment information, press 3.
Cheryl, hold up your phone to the mic and push it. Hold the phone up to the mic and push it.
Do it, Cheryl.
Thank you for calling A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. For senior living pricing, availability, or to schedule a tour, press 1.
A tour?
For current residents, families, and caregivers, press 2. For employment information, press 3. For all other inquiries, press 4.
Give me another number. That didn't work. Should I try it again?
I don't know where they
want to. God's ever, you're dumb.
You're both dumb. That's settled.
Thank you for calling. Press 1 if you are a new customer. Press 2 if you are an existing.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
Thank you for calling A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. For senior living pricing, availability, or to schedule a tour, press 1. For current residents, families, and caregivers, please hold while we transfer your call.
Thank you for calling regarding senior living options. My name is Pamela, and may I have your first name, please?
And Deborah Garner.
Before we continue, and did you say Dan? What would you say, what did you say your name was?
Deborah Garner Bloom.
Deborah. Yes. And I do need to let you know that this call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
I'm a married woman, Mrs. Gardner-Bloom.
All right. Could you spell your last name for me?
G-I-R-D-L-B-L-O-O-M.
Okay, I think I'm getting it wrong. It's a bad connection. I got G-I-R-D as in dog, and then what's the rest of it?
G-I-R-D-L.
God damn it, Deborah. Can't you get a real Skype connection?
Can you hear me, honey?
Is there like... No, I can't. I'm getting a whole bunch of distortion, and I'm hearing other voices.
Deborah, tell her you'll call her back on another phone. We'll call her back. Tell her, because you have a shitty Skype connection.
No, we need to do this now. I need this for Henry. Can you hear me?
It's A Place for Mom, not Dad, you idiot.
Hello?
Can you hear me, honey?
It's A Place for Mom and Dad.
Oh, well, sorry.
Yes, I told them. I told you. Mrs. Gardner-Bloom is my name. Yes, we're calling about my husband.
I have a husband.
Okay, Gardner-Bloom. I need Gardner. One of the people to get off the line, please.
Click.
Oh, it's a speaker. Let me take it off speaker. Okay, can you hear me now, honey?
Barely. And I still have another person on the line. And that's G-I-R-D.
G. I-R-D-L-E-B-L-O-O-M.
Okay. Gardner-Bloom?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get the zip code? Can I get your zip code?
The zip code where we want him to live?
Yes.
I'm in Fort Lauderdale, 33301.
Okay, I've got Fort Lauderdale, Florida. All right. Now, do you have an email address? I can send you an ebook about Place for Mom.
No.
That needs to stop.
monkey.
Are you okay?
A truck just ran in my house.
A truck just ran through your house?
Mama?
Get this one. Ma'am, you need to hang up and call 911.
God of Bloom, Penny. God of Bloom, 33371. We got to get him in a home. What is going on? This ain't natural.
Ma'am?
This ain't normal. This ain't normal. Marriage.
You're saying your husband, did your husband just drive, ma'am, ma'am, did your husband just drive a truck through your car, home?
Yes, from the
You need to hang up and call 911.
We need to put him in a home. We got to get this done. Last week he cooked the cat. I can't deal with this anymore.
Okay, I'm going to... Who's laughing?
I can't. I just want to get him at a home. We got a part.
Is your number 6? Is your number 61? Is your number 661-380-7? Is your number 661-380-4763?
4763.
All right, we're going to have... Yeah, I'm going to have... Okay, they'll call you back tomorrow when they're in office.
I need to know.
And they can call you back.
We got to get this done. I mean, this is serious. I just want to...
Yes, ma'am.
I need to put them in a home. What kind of homes are available?
I don't know. A senior care advisor will call you back tomorrow.
You gotta fix my truck.
Recording.
You gotta fix my truck now. Get up.
You're not supposed to drive anymore.
Well, too bad. I need a home.
You are not remembering things, Daryl. You got to stop. You look at what you're in the living room.
You need to call 911.
No, we don't need
to connect the call.
I knocked a wall down. I need to be in a home. How much it costs?
I don't know. They're going to have an elder care advisor call you back tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm going to call 911. Bye-bye.
You're not going to call 911.
Call 911.
Jesus Christ. Oh, no.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, my.
She's not calling 911.
That was a good one. That was a very surprising, yet a good one.
Yeah.
That one's a good one.
Finally got to use the car crash. She didn't even know you were driving.
She thought it was real.
It's like her first conclusion. Did somebody just drive a car through your living room? Yes, how did you know? That's a perfectly valid conclusion. Obviously, that's what happened.
Normal.
Okay, let's do money and get out. Oh, my God. What the fuck? Baby Jane N-word. Don't tell me she has a grum for us. Hold on. No way. Wait. Episode 4? We already did episode 4. Is this episode 5?
Yes.
All right. Well, Cheryl, I'm going to have to... You're going to have to do it real quick because I got to go. So we're going
to
have to do this.
Go.
Do you have the, I have to go for real. But do you have the speech? Are you ready? I mean, the do you have the grum ready? You have the...
Yes, then you have to go.
I have to go soon because I have a good reason. Okay. I'll tell you offline.
She's got to eat a carpet.
But, so I can do the thing and then we'll do the money.
Yeah, okay. So do you got the one that says Happy Pride? Why did she say episode 4? This is episode 5. Okay. Just go when you're in the music phase. Go.
Game of Crones Episode 5, Headmistress's Mercy. Last time on Game of Crones, after delivering Oprah's haul of dirty diapers to Carrie Laundrie, Cheryl finds out that the place is also a political moneying laundry run by her longtime frenemy, Mad Weinstein, who's disguised in blackface. Madge discovers it was Oprah who sent Cheryl and knocks her out. I awoke gasping for breath in a tiny 8x10 stark white room. I was as naked as the room itself, save the mirror in the wall and the laptop on the floor. Standing, I yelled, "Hello, is anyone there?" A speaker flickered on, and I heard the voice of an old acquaintance come through. It was Deborah Wilkerson. She said, Well, it's about time you woke up, Cheryl. Confused, I asked, "What's going on here?" A light turned on from behind the mirror, and I could see her dressed in a nun's gray habit and robes. She had a yardstick in one hand and started slapping it as she explained, "You've been a bad, bad girl, Cheryl. You've been brought to my church and school for girls. You must atone for your wrongdoings, my dear." I spit on the floor and argued, "I still say I didn't do nothing to no kitty cat yet." Deborah just, "No, dear, I'm not about your foul language, your many abortions, or even the incident with that cat. You must atone for not supporting Bernie Sanders enough throughout the election. To do that, you must raise enough funds for our next Oprah Bernie ticket. Now turn on the computer." I did as she instructed. And the laptop automatically logged into a site called Chatterbait. The camera popped on and reflected my wrinkly figure. Deborah piped in, "You'll notice that we've anchored 7 Oh My Bod devices to your vaginal mesh. As one alone clearly wouldn't work in that windsock of your probiotics. We didn't want you to be able to pull them out. We'll give you a break once you've earned 30,000 tokens. Now get to work." I looked down, and sure enough, there were 7 pink bulbs crowning outside the tip of my prolapse. I plopped down in front of the laptop and started flicking my bean when someone with the screen name Giga Tigga entered the chat room. He instantly dropped 5 tokens, which set off all 7 of my bonds, vibrating like a swarm of hornets in me, both pleasing my cunning room and stinging me with pain as they pulled on my vaginal mesh. Involuntary guttural noises escaped my mouth, which must have excited Giga even more, because he then forked over 10 tokens. This sent my whole prolapse in motion, vibrating and bouncing around like a squirrel ball. Every time I thumped on the floor between my spread legs, there was a splatter of blood. I couldn't contain myself in ecstasy. I said, "Oh, Giga, you know how to please a little girl. Give me more tokens." He typed, "There's more where that came from. If you can do something really nasty for me." I raised a chlip and mesh and an eyebrow and inquired, "Oh?" "Like what?" He typed, "Stuff that dangling meat sack into your eye." I blushed all the way from my lips to my cheeks, saying, "You want me to do what?" He typed again, "Like you're making sausage. Stuff it in." I gulped and lifted up my rear so he could see my starfish as they slowly started to push my 12-inch vaginal prolapse into my bum hole. I finally finished pushing all 7 all my bar devices into my anus. Giga dropped 10 tokens, which set the trinkets off. My skin pinched between the vibrations, jolting me, ascending me both to heaven and plunging me into hell. As this was taking place, Deborah flicked the reverse mirror back on and cried, "You did it, didn't you? You did it, didn't you? You couldn't leave my secret chiffon lamp in the basement alone, could you? You brought the fuzz here." I asked, "What are you talking about, you stupid southern cunt?" A siren started sounding throughout the facility as a red and blue light flashed against every wall. She replied, "It's a raid. Get out of here, you bitch." She pushed the red button, opening up the secret slide door in the room. She screamed, "The feds are here. Get the fuck out. I don't want to see you ever again." I picked myself up and scurried out of the doorway. I ran down a long tunnel towards a bright light. It led out into a forest trail littered with leaves, naked and panting. And then happened upon Hillary Clinton. To be continued. Thank you for listening to Game of Thrones on Yeast Radio. This week's episode is brought to you by Oh My Bot. Are you a stay-at-home mom and hope to make some money while watching your Rugrats? Oh My Bot is the product for you. Shove it in, cloister yourself in the bathroom, sit on the toilet, and turn on your camera. When men and women alike see that pink thing sticking out of you, it's not a tampon, and you'll regret not getting an Oh My Bot up you sooner. Warning, this product may not be suitable for those with food allergies, skin allergies, or fibromyalgia.
Okay, so in the interest of saving time, I wrote down the there's only 4 donations, but I'm sending them to you. You read them while I send the money. I've already got the total.
Lord, Kai, Edith, Gareth E, $4.48. Thank you, honey.
Sank. You're supposed to say sank.
Thank you, honey.
No, sank instead of sense. Sanks. Sank. You know what I mean? Never mind.
Thank Phoebe.
Gerald R, $10.38.
Jeremiah, not Thank Gerald. You. Not everybody.
Jeremiah
here.
Was a bullfrog.
Oh, that's
Edith,
a bullfrog.
$50. Woof, woof, woof. John Warner, $28.83. Thank you, honey.
Thanks. Resist.
Excuse me?
So the total, it's 31.23 each.
Well, you know, I did enjoy Gromming.
That counts.
Well, that's the point.
Why is there an echo?
Why don't you go fuck yourself with the echo up your ass? God damn it.
Oh, the echo. I love it. Hello, echo.
Bullfrog.
Like the Amazon Echo. They sent us an Amazon Echo.
How do you spell Jeremiah?
J.
I want that Jeremiah was a bullfrog song.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Oh, I found it. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm not even going to play those songs.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him with drinking wine. And he always had somebody find a wine. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls now.
Gotta go. Sorry, can't finish that song. Bye.